This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Now it's time to check in with the financial markets, and a little early I spoke to Chris Lowe of FTN Financial in New York. I asked him how the markets have reacted after the US ended its 40-year ban today on crude oil exports.
Well, it's funny. It was certainly expected to. Lifting an oil export ban means that U.S. capacity, which is right now just about at its limit, storage capacity, should ease a bit, right? Because we can take some oil out of storage now and ship it overseas. It should mean that that West Texas Intermediate, which is the U.S. benchmark, should trade closer to Brent, the global Brent benchmark, and it is. But, what it was all expected to add up to was a higher oil price, and that's not happening. I think the bottom line is that the budget deal lifting the export ban has been completely overshadowed by the Fed rate hike. And the one thing all investors seem to agree on in terms of the Fed is that it's bad for commodities.
And so that really dragged down stocks overall today.
Well, yeah, there's two things I think weighing on stocks. Oil is certainly one of them. We are at new lows in oil, which is making people very nervous. The other is high-yield credit. These are the bonds that we affectionately call junk. They are the lowest-rated bonds. And there were several bond funds that were in the process of liquidating before the Fed decision. And the market sort of dried up. So an awful lot of selling, very few buyers. And as a result, the financing cost of these companies has increased enormously. And of course, if it's more expensive to finance debt, then that is going to crimp earnings, and that weighs on stocks as well. So the relentless selling in junk bonds, I think, is another factor.
And that was Chris Lowe from FTN Financial. Let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow was down 2.1% at 17,128. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.8% at 60.52. And February, New York light crude oil was down 44 cents at $35.83 a barrel.